It's only the third team foul. Middleton finding some space. Jump shot is good. Middleton ties the game. He's got 32.
Keep it simple. It's off of the screen and roll of Giannis and Middleton. Put the ball in the hands of your two best players and let them make the decision.
Now Booker with Tucker on him. Throws it up for Ayton. Shot blocked by Adekunbo. What a block from Giannis. Middleton fakes. Now dribbles. Foul line jumper shot. It's good. Middleton nails another. Bucks up two. Chris Paul falls down and lost the ball.
And you've got numbers right now if you're the Bucks.
Holiday, Middleton, inside. He banks it home. Timeout, Phoenix. This building is shaking.
I can't speak after that. Oh, man. Oh, just... Oh, my God. I can't talk. I don't want to. I can't. Well, this is fun, dude. This is... Oh. The music just cut off. Sorry. I didn't produce that very well. Man, just hearing those highlights, thinking about those moments. Why do you like sports? I'm not sure, because they're sweet as hell. I almost swore. Chris Middleton swore last night in a press conference, so I feel like that should be fair game. He said the S word, guys. I know the S word is so nasty. You know what actually didn't used to be bad? Going to the bathroom didn't used to be taboo. In ancient Greece, there used to be like areas where you would sit around and everyone would sit there and poop. And then eventually it became like, well, what are we doing? And so then they stopped doing that. Look that up. I have that like 10% right, but look that up. It's pretty gross. That's how I'm starting the hour. Just because I'm so my brain is, all I can think about is last night. I'm just so pumped up. I mean, that was incredible. That game, these finals have been good. And I don't care if people in LA or Houston or New York aren't watching them. If you're not watching them, bad on you, dude. This is some good basketball. These are good games. This is a good series. The Bucks have tied it. They've got the momentum. The Suns can easily take that away from us in game five. I'm not for a second thinking that this is over. Both franchises are two games away from hoisting the Larry O'Brien trophy, and both franchises desperately need it. Like, we need it. They need it in Phoenix. They've never won one. We need it. We haven't won one in 50 years, plus all the crap that's happened to us in the last 15 with our other teams. We both can't live without it. We can't even imagine a world where we don't win this title, and they are the same way. What more could you want with performances that you're not? You're seeing 40-point performances from Giannis twice, Middleton, Booker now. This is only the third time there's been four 40-point performances in NBA Finals history from, you know, various guys. What more could you want in a series, honestly?
Yeah, I mean, seriously, like, you look back, and we're going to look back at this finals and we're going to think, wow, all-time performances from Giannis in Game 2, Game 3, an all-time performance from Middleton and Booker in Game 4. I don't know what there's not to like about this NBA Finals series, and who cares what the people that aren't invested in these two teams really think, and who cares about the people that are casual enough to think that this isn't a finals worth watching. This is absolutely worth watching. This is a fun series to watch. Both of these teams have been incredible. The Suns were the best regular season team this year. The Bucks have been the best regular season the last couple years. So this is absolutely... I don't understand why we didn't see something like this being an awesome series. This is great. This is everything that we've hoped it could be. Both teams are giving it their all. You're seeing, you know, two heavyweights go at it, and they're throwing punches. They're taking punches. They're figuring out how to come back and counter what the other is coming with. It's a great final series, and it's awesome to be a part of it.
Yeah, anybody that really loves the sport was excited for this series. It's the people that have the microphones that are, you know, broadcasting that all, because the name on the front doesn't say LA. You know, that's a big deal. Larry tweets in and says, the Bucks are comprised of seasoned veterans. While we are panicking, they go about their business. We should not overlook the value of veteran experience, true professionals practicing their craft. That's a very good point, Larry. I got another tweet here. This tweet is from Marklar. He says, where is Ram? I don't know. I told Ram, and if you listen to the show, you know Ram. Ram has been anti-Middleton. He always wants more from him. Ram, the last time that Ram was on the phone, I think it was in the Hawks series. Or maybe it was after game one of the finals. It might have been after game one of the finals. No, it was the Hawks series. Because he said, I think the Bucks, it was at the end of the hour. I didn't have a lot of time to talk to him. He said the Bucks need to start thinking about next year and retooling. And I had to let him go. And then he's called in. There was one day I didn't take him because I will take Ram again as soon as he wants to call. I'll take him again. He's just got to call after a win because he was calling after losses. And then Middleton had a really good game against the Nets. Ram didn't call. He claimed to be out of town, which makes no sense. Phone service works anywhere. I mean, how many phone companies show you their 5G maps where 5G is covered in the whole country except for, like, central Wisconsin for some reason. I was losing my service there. And so I told him to call after a win before he called after a loss, and he said that was restricting his First Amendment right. And so he hasn't called back. I did a video last night. I am collecting more chairs to put on Wisconsin Avenue. A lot of you say you want to do it with me now because we want to set up for the parade. I just have to figure out a time when to do this. Was that video a little too graphic? Because at one point my shirt was off and you saw more of my body in this video than I have shown previously. And you saw, I think, my butt crack and also, you know, the gut hanging over my body.
I won't comment on that, but I will take that last chair that you took because that one looked pretty comfy.
That's, I believe that is my wife's great aunt's chair. And I did this video in my garage. This is not my creepy basement I've done videos in. This is my garage. It's a detached garage, which has AC, guys. I'm living large. The previous homeowner put it in, and I never use it. Because I'm not a real man. I don't spend 5 hours a night in my garage.
Oh, you don't spend 5 hours fixing every car that you see on the block?
My uncle, I went to his house once, and he's like, when you're here, you got to check out my man cave. I turned the garage into a man cave. I said, okay. You know, because some of you have, like, these nice man caves in your garage. I know one guy who had to watch a game in his garage one time for whatever reason, and he flat out turned it into a living room, and it looks great. But my uncle's is, like, it's a sheet of, like, the stuff you get at meatpacking plants. If you go to a meatpacking plant and there's that, I can't describe it. It's, like, thick plastic, and it's just, like, a little corner about a third of the size of the room that we shoved Toby into. And there's a 13-inch TV and a chair, and he thinks that's his man cave.
Hey, if he likes it, man.
Yeah, and I won't say too much more. The man cave has a particular scent. He doesn't go in there to watch TV, I'll say.
Oh.
Let's get to Court. Court, what's up?
What's going on, fellas?
Court, what's good?
You know what's good, baby. The Bucks is good. That block was good.
Court!
You know who's cheering more than anybody in Wisconsin right now? Jim Paschke. It's the Jim Paschke run. That's what I'm calling it.
The JP run.
Yeah, buddy.
For the LOB trophy.
He watched a lot of crap Bucks over the years. And he deserves this championship more than anybody in the city. You feel me?
We talked to Jim Paschke yesterday. You can go back and listen on the Odyssey app, including the highlight. And when I said, don't you wish you were calling the finals? And he said, why are you kicking me when I'm down, Bart?
Right. You pouring salt in his wounds, man.
Yeah, that was mean. I shouldn't have done that.
That was mean. Because he at home narrating the game in his living room. You know what I mean?
Well, hey, he's at the arena. All right. He gets on the stage, you know, with my boy Garcia. and DJ Quaddy, lacrosse guy, shout out. DJ Shauna, best in the biz. Yeah.
Hey, I couldn't be happier this morning, man. It was hard for me to go to sleep last night, and I couldn't wait to wake up to enjoy this win even more. The block by Giannis was sexier than a woman in a bikini on South Beach. I tell you what, that was downright sexy. So let's get it done. Still want to think, come home, and ride down Wisco Avenue with a flag in our hand. Ayo, let's go Bucks, baby.
Ayo! Yeah, I was up late last night, and my wife knocked on the door, at the bathroom door at 1 a.m. because I locked myself in there. She heard video, and she's like, "What are you doing?" I was watching the Giannis block. I was watching the Giannis block. You guys want to hear that Mike Breen package again? People are tweeting me that they want to hear all those highlights again, so we can get that done for you, which I'll do in just a second. Want to remind you, there's another great spot in town to watch these games. If you haven't been there yet, it's the 4th Base Sports Bar on National Avenue. You can watch the basketball games. You can watch the baseball games before, after, during. We do have a baseball team in this town. People forget. God, this is the best All-Star Week ever. Man, All-Star Week, Toby, in radio, it's like everybody takes off. Everybody gets the hell out of town. Nobody knows what to talk about. We're talking about the NBA Finals. This is great. Let the NBA Finals be in July every year. Check them out at the 4th Base Sports Bar. The 4th Base Sports Bar, National Avenue. Think of, just in your head, if you've never been there, they got a horseshoe bar. So walk in, picture a place with a horseshoe bar, bartenders behind, some tables around, sports memorabilia everywhere. This is like a bar you've been into, a neighborhood bar. You might call it a dive. You've been in bars like this, you know, all the time. Then, right in the middle of it, put a deli case in there. So it's a sports bar. It's a sports bar you can think of. And then there's a deli case. And there's lobster in there and shrimp and steak. And that's what you'll be dining on. So it is a different experience and a really good one and a great place to check out again before the game, definitely during the game, maybe even after the game if some of you guys party hard at these games and need to, you know, before get a little base in, as they say, or afterwards need to soak up some crab. You do that there too. It's a really good spot. Major League was filmed there years ago. So there's some history behind it. They've been in business since 1977. CJ running things. He'll get you what you need. You're going to go in there and you're going to say, well, what am I hungry for? Can I see a menu? And CJ will go, here's your menu. It's the deli case. Tell me what you want. I'll make it. It's a different experience, but it's a good one. And if you haven't been there, at least do give it a try. 4th Base Sports Bar, National Avenue, again, right near the stadium in technically West Milwaukee. It's like right on the border there. So check that out. Again, the 4th Base Sports Bar. One thing I wanted to say is, because we do have the finals in July, imagine having a wedding booked on Saturday night. And because, well, when we did our wedding, we were really nervous. It was New Year's Eve years ago. But I think the college football playoffs weren't on that New Year's Eve. But there was a chance the Badgers were going to play that night. Even if it was going to be a meaningless game against Duke and Yankee Stadium or something. I think that was the year they went to one of the
Pinstripe Bowl?
It could have been. It wasn't the Jack Cohn one. I think they went twice. I don't remember. But they were in a bowl game, but it wasn't that night. Because we didn't have the TVs on. There was, I'm not having a wedding so some random people can watch Auburn and Stanford playing a game that doesn't matter. So we didn't have the TVs on. But there's nothing going on. And that was a key in finding our date, is we want to make sure there's nothing going on. And New Year's Eve, it's a good reason to party, and it's fun for the anniversary. But if you're planning a wedding, you avoid, you know, Saturday nights that the Badgers might play, you know, Saturdays when it could be the Brewers playoffs. You avoid Saturdays of, you know, Packer weekend, maybe. Maybe you avoid that. But if you plan for a wedding on Saturday night, and you've been planning on July 17th, and you looked at the calendar and you said, oh, the Brewers play the Reds, who cares? And now the Bucks are in game 5 of a NBA Finals. You're like, this is terrible. All right, here's give the people what they want. Here's Mike Breen having the time of his life last night. Oh, you know what? I played the wrong tune. I'm just a mess production today. I suck. How about I give it to you after the break? Is that a tease? Actually, I just loaded it right now. How about I give it to you now? I feel like Scott Van Pelt last night when they couldn't get Chris Middleton on the microphone, only on Bart Winkler, and I can't load YouTube. Scott Van Pelt waits for the microphone to work so he can talk to a guy who scored 40 points in a game. I have to sit through a 15-second ad about women's medicine. But it's worth it for you guys.
You got numbers. Giannis kicks it out. Connaughton for three. Bang! Pat Connaughton from downtown! And the Bucks go up by two! Exactly. It's only the 13th foul. Middleton finding some space. Jump shot is good. Middleton ties the game. He's got 32. Keep it simple. It's off of the screen and roll of Giannis and Middleton. Put the ball in the hands of your two best players and let them make the decision. Now Booker with Tucker on him. Throws it up for eight. Shot blocked by Antetokounmpo. What a block from Giannis. Middleton fakes. Now dribbles. Foul line jumper shot. It's good. You've got numbers right now if you're the Bucks. Holiday, Middleton, it's all he banks it home. Timeout, Phoenix. This building is shaking.
More coming up. I actually do have to go tinkle now. All this coffee and energy. I get it, Giannis. I get it. More coming up on The Fan.
As far as just, you know, the limelight, whatever, I really don't care about it too much. I just like doing my thing, being around my teammates. Like I said earlier, the credit I get from my teammates or the opinion, how do I say this, whatever my teammates think of me, that's what means the most. I love to talk to them, hang out with them some. As far as, you know, being all over the place, being on magazines, commercials, getting interviewed all the time, that's just not me. I like staying low-key, staying out the way. That's just who I am.
That's Chris Middleton after every game he's ever played. He never sounds different than that. He's Scott Van Pelt last night on ESPN had to ask him if he was having fun. He's like, he just put up 40 in a finals game. Are you having fun? Yeah, I'm having fun. It's a good time. I'm just staying focused. I mean, Chris Middleton, should they win, he will light up the world with his smile, man. He will be as excited as we've ever seen anybody. But they are focused. This is a focused group. That's why when you look at this team, if they don't do it now, I mean, this is the adversity they faced. It does feel like the culmination of things. It does. I just hope that that plays to form. They got to win two or three. Suns took the first two. You took the next two. This is a three-game series that starts on Saturday, and the NBA Finals are on the line. We're going to erase years of heartbreak or the other thing. I'm hoping for the former. Dave is in Fond du Lac. Dave, I'm wearing a Doc Spiders hat right now.
Where'd you pull that out of?
My friend Jeff gave it to me.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So my Fond du Lac
Summit Automotive on the side. Yeah.
My Fond du Lac. I don't call anymore because I feel like I need a nickname.
Well, the problem is, so we have this other Dave that starts calling. At first, I thought it was you.
So the thing is I get up so early and I listen to you all the time, but I'm like, am I going to start getting into like a rant of something I don't want to say wrong or I don't want to ruin the show or my day.
You don't want to ruin the show. Do you hear some of the people I put on the show?
Where's Ram, by the way?
Nobody knows.
Ram's
hiding. Ram, real beta move. Not calling.
So most douchebags give themselves a nickname, and I'm not one of those. So I need one from you. You know, you got to.
Well, you
can
just be Fondy Dave.
Fondy Dave or Double F Dave. You know, former Fondy Dave. You know, because I do live in Caledonia.
Caledonia. Okay.
You know, Bill Hayton Dave.
Bill Hayton Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
all right.
Come up,
it's
you
be,
come
it's
up
between
one.
Bill Hayton Dave or Fondy Dave.
So two things, buddy. Jeez. So one thing that I see, if the Bucks go end up winning the series, that block that Giannis made is going to go down like the one LeBron made on Iguodala. You're going to be hearing about it for years to come. I mean, that was an alley-oop waiting to happen, easy 2 points, momentum switch, everything. And Giannis just exploded, and the city exploded, the state exploded. I know you exploded.
Yes, I've been exploding a lot this month.
I know you have. But I do need a favor, and I need some help. My daughter is getting married Saturday. We've talked about the wedding stuff. You bring it up. I am already. My daughter is staying with me all week.
Where's the wedding? Is it in Madison?
It's in Racine.
Okay, because I got a Kale just DM'd me or tweeted me. Why you got to do me like that? We have a wedding in Madison this weekend.
it's in Sturtevant. So, you know, outside of Racine. And I'm like, okay. So my wife and my daughter who are sitting.
Oh, it's your daughter, dude.
It's my daughter.
It's your daughter. You're screwed.
Dude, that's what I'm saying, right? So it's not like I'm going to a buddy's wedding. I piss on that, right? I'm going to the bar and watching a game. This is my daughter, my one daughter that will be getting married. And I'm getting the evil eye all night last night going, we're going to game five at 2-2. I got to watch this game.
Dave,
I need a little help, buddy. Need a little help.
All right. Well,
Tweet me or message me and give me some advice, because I tell you, man.
I'm talking to you right now. I'll give you advice right now.
Give it to me.
Dave, you got to put your daughter first, bud.
Of course. I always have. But
this is her day. Don't,
buddy, when you have steak and potatoes, you don't wait till the end of the meal to eat the potatoes.
Now, let me tell you this.
You eat the potatoes during the steak.
Let me tell you this. I'm going to get a little raw with you. I'm gonna get a little raw with you guys and tell you something about my wedding. Okay? My wife ordered really nice cupcakes for my wedding.
Oh, that's what she's doing. That's awesome.
You know what, though? I didn't. She said, what do you think of the cupcakes? And I go, I never saw them. And I never saw them. I didn't know where they were. I never saw them. It was a detail she put a lot of time into. I never saw them. I feel bad about that. That was one part of her day that was a little ruined. This is your daughter's day. You can, you know, maybe glance at your phone, go to the bathroom, check the score, but you're going to have to just take the L here, suck it up, watch it the next day. It is game five, all right? So it's not like
it's not game seven.
It's not
right?
Game six or seven. So you're just going to have to take the L.
You know, being a parent of four children, I've always thought I've done it right. I still feel like I'm going to do it wrong. I'm going to be sneaking off.
Dave, you can't do it.
My daughter, I'm telling you, I'm going to get tested too, right? They're going to be like, hey, did you see this? Did you see that?
Dave,
You gotta
turn off your phone, man. people are gonna go sneak off at the bar and watch it and spoil it for you.
Yes,
you just gotta take it.
Oh my God.
You gotta take it.
I got you, buddy. I'll do it.
You asked me two years ago when I wasn't a dad and I wasn't so smart as a parent, I probably would have said, don't even go to the wedding.
Well, I spent a lot of money on it, so I probably would have said,
how much do you really like this person she's marrying?
Well, I'll take the advice. Like I said, being a dad of almost 25 years, I knew that's what you were going to say, and that's what I was going to feel, but I was hoping for an out, man.
No help, man, because you never know when she could be like, oh, this is such a nice moment. Where's my dad?
Well, let's go, baby. Let's get the Bucks. I'm going to put my chair downtown with you so we can all party, man. Have a good one, brother.
Hey, I got one extra solution for you.
Okay, one more.
The only way I think that you can get around it is because there's a dad-daughter dance.
There is.
Okay, so that is three guaranteed minutes where her head will basically be one direction. Okay? So then you need one of your buddies behind your daughter to have a phone with the game on that you can see and just walk in a circle with you. That might be the one out.
I'm gonna try it. We'll see what happens. Like I said, if I don't leave the wedding and I'm just kind of glancing, maybe I can, you know, maybe that's okay. But if I'm disappearing to the bar, man, I'm done. I'm cooked.
Yeah, all right. Well, good luck.
You're the best. Thanks, buddy.
Dave. Oh, man. For whatever reason, I always bring up weddings Like, if you were going to do a imitation, a 5-minute imitation of me and what my show has sounded like, there would be a 30 second on it where I'm like, oh, and if you got a wedding during a sporting event, I always talk about that for some reason. But this is why. Because it happens. I've been to so many weddings. I was at a wedding. The World Series was on. People were watching it. I was pissed. I was interested in the World Series, but the wedding's the wedding, man. Weddings, you drop everything for weddings, I think. But I don't have to go to this one, so who knows what I would say to myself. So that's where we're at. 799-1250. Giannis on the block, by the way. He thought he was going to get dunked on.
Just a hustle play. I thought I'm going to get dunked on, to be honest with you. But, going down the stretch, just do whatever, you know, it takes to win the game. You know, just put yourself in a position that can win the game. And, I saw the play coming. So that Chris Paul was throwing the lob. So I'm just going to jump vertical, you know, towards the rim. Hopefully I can, you know, be there in time. And I was there in time and was able to get a good block and go down and get to a point. So it was a great hustle play.
So humble, admitting that he thought he was going to get dunked on. That's, again, not something you see that's normal out of these superstars in the way that they talk. When Devin Booker should have fouled out, and this isn't even debatable. Like, the one on Middleton, afterwards, Middleton, you thought he could get an and-one, maybe it could have been called a block. You know, that could have been some debate. But he purposely fouled Holiday. He hugged him so he wouldn't shoot the ball. That was a foul. Absolute foul. And they didn't call it. And I was already taking my head to one of the reasons I turned on Russell Wilson so many years ago was after the Fail Mary, which they know they got benefited from the officiating, and it shouldn't have been that way. But he was talking after the game about how he did it, and, you know, we did it. It was like he ignored the fact that this really weird thing happened, and he's like, took all the credit for it. I was just picturing Booker being asked about, didn't you foul out? And he would be like, no, man, I mean, I just, because they don't admit, they never admit when something doesn't go their way. Giannis admits, yeah, I made a good block. I thought I was getting my ass dunked on. And I think that's cool to see. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. I have not looked yet, so let's do it now. As I tell you about the BetQL Audio Network, great shows throughout the day. This is wagertainment at its finest. So you want the angles, you want the lines, you want the betting, but you don't want it to be boring. I've watched a lot of these people that do their betting shows, and they're like, all right, well, the line is 7, and moved to 6.5 for this reason. You want wagertainment. You want to be entertained. Even if you're not into betting, these shows are great. You Better You Bet, BetQL Daily, Daily Tip, Bet MGM Tonight with our main squeeze, Ryan Horvat. We'll have to talk to pretty soon about everything that's going on. You can catch it all on the Odyssey app. The Odyssey app, it's the BetQL Audio Network. Check out BetQL for all the tips that you need to make some money off of this thing. You know, I keep saying that I think the Bucks are going to win in 6, that they're, you know, down 2-0 and win. I didn't bet any money on it. I told Horvat to put 200 on it for me because I blocked myself. He said he would not do it, so now I'm pissed.
An Odyssey station.
The Suns are a 4-point favorite on Saturday. These teams, 4-point favorite, 4-point favorite, 4.5-point favorite, 4-point favorite, and that's probably the right line. Did you see what happened with the WNBA yesterday, Toby?
No, I did not. I saw that they had their All-Star game yesterday.
Yeah, I know that's not a question that you're normally prepared for on this show. The odds, so there was an All-Star game, and so the odds maker said he was in a rush. He just got out of the shower. He had to get to work. He was in a rush. And he had to set a line, an over-under, for the WNBA All-Star game. So he looked at last year's and said, okay, I'll just do that. And he set it at like 250. All right, an All-Star game, a lot of shooting, an All-Star game. What he forgot was it was Team USA versus the world because it's a Team USA-like tune-up, and they're going to play a lot harder. So a lot of bets came in on the under, big bets, because there's no way it's not going to be a typical All-Star game. So there was less than 200 points scored in this thing. They had to rush to get the under moved, but it was up for hours. They took bets on it. It was a bookie error or a linesman error, whatever you call them, odds makers error. And it was like 60, it was a 60 point move on the over under for the WNBA All-Star game, which was on ESPN right before game four. So that would have been a way to make money. See, you come here, you're working, you're trying to make money, Toby. All you got to do is look for WNBA All-Star game lines.
I should have done that, man. I can't believe I wasn't checking that out.
Yeah, you really screwed up. Big failure. 799-1250, 414-799-1250.
Now Booker with Tucker on him. Throws it up for Ayton. Shot blocked by Antetokounmpo. What a block from Giannis.
You know, I kind of say it's, in my opinion, the best block of all time. You know, obviously we're a little biased, and you can talk about the LeBron block as well. But as far as a block where he was covering the pick and roll, he had to judge where the pass was, where Ayton was catching it and trying to dunk it above the box. It's about as impressive as you can get.
Pat Connaughton impressed with Giannis's block on Ayton. The other one that comes to mind is the LeBron block on Iguodala. Now, you can compare the two blocks. Iguodala was a layup. This was a dunk attempt, the lob. LeBron's came in that pivotal game, though, that the Cavs won the series and was the 3-1 comeback. So, Giannis, they need to win the championship for this to be remembered more. Otherwise, because he had like another great block against Phoenix when they were in Phoenix. And we forgot about that already. So they need to win for that to happen. 414-799-1250. I'd mentioned the WNBA All-Star game. Arike Ngumbawale winning the MVP of that contest last night in the WNBA. 26 points for Team WNBA. Mr. Ngumbawale on the line right now. What's up?
Hey, Bert, how are you?
Well, what's up, Pops?
Hey, do you know what? I'm so proud right now. I'm trying to gain my voice back, you know, from screaming, you know. It was a lovely night.
Wow, because you have the Bucks, obviously, but then to see your daughter dominate.
Do you know what? That was it was unexpected, but at the same time, it was expected. So, yeah, she's been blessed, and it was a great night. And then right after that, to watch the Bucks win again, it was a beautiful night.
Well, how do you – so I'm a new dad. I got my kids, too. How do you because you have a, you know, your kids have grown up to be pretty successful athletes. How do you do that?
Well, first of all, you make them your entertainment. That was one thing. They were my entertainment. I went everywhere with them. I was a very good driver.
Okay.
I told them that's what I contributed to it. You know, as long as you're doing what you're supposed to do in school, I will drive you anywhere you need to go and do what you need to do. So, yes, they took after their mom athletically, but I was a very good driver.
When, like, Arike, when did she start handling a basketball?
I would say about 2 years old when we bought the Fisher-Price, you know, those plastic.
Oh, I've got three of them.
Okay, good. Okay, hey, keep them in your living room. So she.
But you didn't, like, force it on her. You just kind of let her explore it, or what?
No, she was just, she was just exploring. Then one day, their mom went to the pool on a basketball scholarship and softball. So she saw Ab shooting, and she just told her, concentrate. Hmm. And then she would just pick the ball and say, concentrate, concentrate, concentrate. I mean, then by the age of four, she because mom is a teacher, so she started following mom to practice. She was coaching our fourth grade boys at the time, so... she got involved in that in practice, nothing structured, but she just saw people and she took interest, and the rest is history. I mean, I wasn't a basketball person. I didn't know how good it was until people started saying, wow, she's got something. I'm like, okay, I guess she's got something.
All right, so it's the mom. It was basically the mom. And you drove.
I drove. Mm. I drove.
Well, I can drive. I can be a good driver for my boy.
And you know what? You also enjoy your other pet, because if you're just basing it on the kids, you go wear them out. So
yeah.
Just enjoy. I mean, it was fun. And they enjoyed it. We made it fun for them, so they wanted to be there. It did not, hurt that she also has a brother who is in the NFL right now. So they were very, very, very competitive at home. So that also helped.
Yeah, Dara, he was at obviously Wisconsin, but I did a card. He was at like some autograph signing.
Oh, really?
That I covered at one point, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, they were very, very, they didn't treat her like a girl at all. I mean, you know, to the extent that I had to get on them a couple of times. Hey, she's a girl, you know. So, yeah, it's, I mean, we've been blessed. I'll say that.
Well, yeah, big night for her. 26 points, MVP, some hardware. Maybe she'll send that home to dad, maybe?
Yeah, I'm expecting a package, you know. you know, hey, so I'll be watching my cameras to make sure that I don't miss that package. Yeah, I'll let her know that Bart said, send the package, you know. I need some more hardware in my living room.
That's awesome. Big night for you. Hey, thanks for calling. Cool to talk.
Oh, man, I really enjoy your show every morning. So thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you.
Yes, sir.
That's Greg Agumbawale joining us here, calling in 799-1250. Yeah, WNBA. See? If they get a team here, I'm all in. They got to call it the Milwaukee Does, though. That there was a women's team here in the 70s, the Milwaukee Does. The problem is Does look like does. It looks like the Milwaukee Does, how it's spelt. Does, does.
Yeah, no one's going to know what that is.
But if they had a team.
It would be cool. The Washington has a team, and they won the WNBA Finals 2 years ago. Last year.
And my guess is that their name is the Mystics.
You are correct.
Yeah, thank you.
The Mystics.
I'm pretty good.
I couldn't find, they had a t-shirt. I couldn't find the one I wanted. So, unfortunately, I don't have one of those. But at some point, I might have to get one. I might get a Elena Deladon jersey. You never know.
Did you get into that run?
I watched the final game. I've been to a WNBA game. It was entertaining when I went. So, I don't know. It's definitely growing, and it's definitely better than what it used to be, I feel like. So, it's worth watching.
Well, if the Bucks, if they lose this finals, I'm only going to watch WNBA the rest of my life. I'm so scarred. I'm going to never watch it again. Not that I've assumed the win, but we're so close, dude.
You got to finish this out if you're Milwaukee. This is a great opportunity. You don't know when you'll be back. You can't just assume you'll be back. This is the time to do it, and you've got the players to do it. Chris Middleton just showed you last night that he can step up big, and he can do it in the NBA Finals, drops 40. And Giannis, even when he's not at his best, can still give you 26 points. And Drew Holiday is great at defense. I won't say anything about his offense.
No, his offense was not great. Mike Budenholzer afterwards. Mike, take it
away. This is kind of a mental toughness win for us. You know, I think both teams are scrapping. And, you know, I thought Drew made a couple or several winning plays late. You know, the steal. I thought he came up with a big defensive rebound in traffic. He came up with a big offensive rebound. You know, so I think for him just to stick with it, the mental toughness that you mentioned, it's how he's built. You know, he's a winner, and, you know, he made a lot of winning plays those last 3 or 4 minutes.
So Drew Holiday was a positive on this team last night, all things considered. The stats say it. He was +8. He played great defense on Chris Paul. They are trying to wear him down, similar to what P.J. Tucker did with Kevin Durant. For a while, Drew was on Booker in the third quarter when he got really hot. But they are trying to wear down Chris Paul.
That's kind of the point of us doing it, right? I think to be able to not give Chris just some easy baskets, easy view of the game. We know that he can control the game and just kind of put it in the palm of his hand. But I think being able to have his back turned most of the game, always thinking that me or Teague are going to be there, I think it can be frustrating. So, and then doing it 94 feet for 48 minutes, it can be a bit tiring. And so, yeah, I think we've been doing a pretty good job of it.
Yeah, but it's just tough. 4 for 20. You say, well, don't shoot more then. But these looks are they're right at the rim. How do you not shoot more? And you want them to be aggressive.
Yeah, if you start telling him not to shoot, that means he's not going to drive the ball in the lane. And one thing that Drew Holiday has been able to do, even when he's not been shooting well, is he's been able to distribute the ball well. So if you start taking away those shot attempts, he might stop driving the ball in the lane, which in turn would stop his ability to distribute the ball to Giannis or whoever's cutting to the bucket or getting someone open in the wing. So you kind of got to live with some of the misses. You just got to hope that at some point Drew Holiday comes back and starts shooting like the player that we all know he is.
Yeah, Drew needs to shoot, especially if those are right at the rack. And if he's not going to shoot, again, who is? I'm just adding this up real quick here. The Bucks took 97 shots last night. 19 of those were from Giannis, 33 from Chris, 20 from Drew. That's 75% of the shots were taken by those guys. You know, Connaughton, you want the open three. I'm good with the open three and maybe a putback and like a layup. I'm not looking for a mid-range out of Connaughton. Portis can be better than that. He was 1-for-6. Teague, never shoot. Lopez, you got to hit one of those threes. He was 0-for-5, but you're not going to give him 20 points or shots a game again. Not if Giannis is out there. Maybe in the nights where Giannis is not. Tucker shot it once. Missed a three. Roby's on the west side, 799-1250. What's up?
What's up, man? Thanks for taking my call as you normally do. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Hey, I got to, especially after a victory. I'm not going to hide after, you know, Middleton does what he does. But listen, I want to talk about the significance of Pat Connaughton. A lot of people call in and talk about why is he getting the clock. Last night was, as you can tell, my voice is a little hoarse. Last night is the reason why Pat Connaughton is getting time for all those people who questions Pat Connaughton and what he means to this team. His hustle effort, not being tentative. He's going to shoot. His first shot of the game yesterday was an air ball. And for him to hit that clutch three-pointer in the closing of that game, I think it was special, man. It reminded me of the John Paxson with the Bulls. And I just think, I think it's our time. I just want to add one thing about Brooke Lopez. When we're playing in the pick and roll, a lot of times he turns his back on the ball. And I'm shocked that he does that. I just think if he just hedged a little bit more and kept his eye on the ball, I think it would help us out a little bit better with defending. And other than that, I just want to talk about our spacing. Maybe with the Bucks, you know, with Giannis doing what he does, with better spacing, I think we win this game. I think we go the next two games and we close it out.
Bucks in six, man.
Yes, yes. Hey, let me get some Bucks Lust, please.
Oh, all you guys calling in for Bucks Lust today.
I got to, man. I got to.
All right. Do you want to hang up and listen, or do you want to enjoy it on hold?
I might actually sing with it if you play. No, I'm just joking.
Oh, come on. Now you have to. I'll sing with you.
All right, let's hear what you got.
You know the lyrics?
I'm in the moment. I'm going to be dancing while it's
got singing. Bucks Lust. Come on.
Yeah.
I love my Milwaukee Bucks. Got Bucks Lust.
Yes, yes.
Come on, got Bucks Lust. Come on, I hear myself in the background more than I hear you. All right, Roby, thanks,
up,
buddy.
Man. All right.
We vibe supreme virtuosity, a supernatural, unflappable command of stealth, power, strength. This whole wide world believes in us. I love my Milwaukee Bucks. Has there ever been a song that gets better with every playing like this? Totally. Rami Makhlouf coming up.
We vibe supreme virtuosity. A supernatural, unflappable command of stealth, power, strength.
Hey.
This whole wide world believes in us. Shout, I love my nose.